name is Lib Caldwell, and I am an author, a teacher, a gardener, and a quilter. And for a long time, I've been thinking about how we help children grow in their own spiritual life. How do we help form them as Christians? And it's really a partnership between the home and families, grandparents, caregivers, parents, and the church. It's not just the work of the church. It's just not enough to say, well, my children will get that when they go to church or to Sunday school. I grew up in a Christian family in Memphis, Tennessee, and we had a Sabbath practice, a Sunday practice. So we went to church school. When I turned three, my mother decided she'd better figure out what I was learning in church school, so she started volunteering as a three-year-old teacher. And she stayed there almost the rest of her life teaching three-year-olds, whom she loved so much. At night, I would read my own Bible storybook. I loved to read as a child, so it was fortunate. I was fortunate that there were a lot of good words for me to read. There were very few pictures I remember in my Bible storybook, but they came alive in my imagination. I was immersed in a family of faith at home and at church, but that's not the experience of all families today. Some families have no spiritual practices. They have nothing that they do at home. It's all, waiting on the church to do something for me. Some have either grown up with doing nothing at home, or they have one parent who had a spiritual practice, maybe reading the Bible or going to church school or prayer or being actively involved in mission and justice in the community. Some parents are simply out of practice, and maybe will say, well, I used to read the Bible when I was a teenager, but it's been a really long time. You know, we do confirm kids out of the church. They graduate sometimes and don't come back until maybe they have their own children. Some parents say, I must admit, but I'm afraid my child will ask me a question that I don't know the answer to, so I just leave it up to the church. And some say, I'd like to try reading the Bible with my child, but I honestly have no idea where or how to begin. Now, if any of these sound familiar, then let's think about some of the reasons why to start a practice of reading the Bible at home. There's so many spiritual practices. I think walking in nature and looking up at the sky and saying, thank you, God, is a spiritual practice. Prayer is a spiritual practice. Doing something for others is a spiritual practice. But at the heart of all of these, I think a good foundation is reading the Bible together. It is a spiritual practice. It helps form a child in the life of the Christian faith. It's a spiritual practice for parents as well. And that's the real secret. If you find a way to read a Bible story with a child, then you're also nurturing your own life of faith. Reading a Bible story with a child is a great way to close down the day. If that works for you and your family, now sometimes for some families, it just simply doesn't work, but maybe at a mealtime, or think about the own rhythm of a family and help families find the rhythm that works for them. I loved closing down my day as a child and reading my Bible story book, but that was just me. If you begin early, and as they say, early and often with this practice, then children grow into it. And we'll love it. So I think of a simple practice with five steps. And there's a handout that you will be able to download that repeats this. So don't worry about it right now. Just think about it as I talk about five steps in reading the Bible with children. So five steps: enter, hear, pause, wonder, and bless. So by enter, I mean you find a time. Sometimes children need help closing down the day. People do all kinds of things like sads and glads of the day. What was the happiest thing that happened today? Did you have a sad thing that happened? It's a way of having a conversational practice with a child. The examine is an ancient spiritual practice. And in the examine, you review your day. The big Latin words are consolation and desolation. But really it's about, where did you see God's love and where did you give God's love? Some families use a simple thorns, roses, and buds. So what were the thorny parts of your day, the prickly parts of your day, the hard parts of your day? What were the roses, the happy parts of the day? and the buds. What are some possibilities you're looking forward to? So you enter with a conversation with the child about their day and then move into hear. So hear a story together, read a story together, use one, a Bible story book, find one you like. There's another one of these videos that does a review of different Bible story books and Bibles you can use with children. Read a story, so many good ones out there, and they have a simple story on two pages for young children with a question. So read a story. The third step is to pause. Wow, that's hard to do, isn't it? Just to pause and be quiet. You know, you remember what happens when you pause in worship and there's quiet? Well, you wait about 30 seconds. Most pastors know you wait about 30 seconds before the coughing begins because we're so uncomfortable with silence. In a world filled with cacophony and so much going on around us and so much connection to screens and phones, and we need to recall the practice of pausing. So pause for a minute. And if you've got really wiggly kids and really hyper kids, just maybe count to 10, or get them to count to 10 on their fingers and pause. And then wonder about the story. Explore it. There's some great questions on the PDF that you can access, like, who's in the story and what happens to them? Or what do you think the story is about? What kind of story is this? How is the story different from our life today? Or how is it alike our life today? Or do you think this is an important story or not? Now, the thing about those open-ended questions is there are no right or wrong answers. So the parent who's afraid of reading the Bible of the child doesn't have to fear knowledge, because these are inviting you into the story to wrestle with the story. Finally, you close down this time. The fifth step is bless. And bless can be done in so many ways. It can be a prayer that you pray together. Some families have prayers that they do every night, the same prayer. Others have invite a child to say a prayer. Who are we praying for today? Sometimes in class, I would look at my students and say, I am praying for you this week. What am I praying for? Children, many families now live apart from grandparents and other loved ones in their family. So prayer is a great time to recognize and remember family members who live apart. Maybe pull up their picture on your phone and who are we going to remember tonight? Or what are we praying for? Back to the way that this time began, the entering, the sads, the glads, or the roses, thorns, or buds. What are we praying for you for tomorrow? It's a great time for a parent also to talk about the things they're praying for. When parents model this kind of a practice, then they are sharing their spiritual life with their child, and their child grows up knowing that it's not just important for them, but it's important for their family and their parents to do this. Now, if evening is not a good time, again, maybe a mealtime or maybe another time. Or if you need to enter it slowly and try this once a week. Children love repetition. And so if you start a practice like reading the Bible together or reading a Bible story book together, it will probably grow with you. And as children age out and are now middle schoolers, having a Bible for them to read with some ways to connect with it, it's a great thing to keep on learning so that this practice grows with them. It's not one they have to abandon and forget, but it grows with them all throughout their life. My hope is that this practice might be something that could be an emphasis in our churches, that families and homes become partners with us as pastors and educators in the growing in the spiritual life of children and families. Blessings on all of that you do. Thank you. Bye.